Good morning.
Oi.
Oi. You sitting over there reading Facebook, getting pissed.
I am.
Come to my side, Hunter. Come to the side where there is no more Facebook on your phone. I don't have it. You know what?
I don't know. I think I subliminally like enjoy getting pissed though about it.
That's part of the reason why I think a lot of people.
You pumping your kicks up?
God damn! Stupid ass chair. I think that's why a lot of people do keep Facebook though, is because they enjoy seeing other people. Mm-hmm. Either miserable or it's all comparing, like, oh, I'm not as bad as that person.
Maybe it makes me feel better about myself. Is that what it is?
You do need all that you can get.
Yeah. Every bit of it, man. It does, though. It's like you see these other people and you're just like,
yeah. It's the world we live in. It's a terrible world, but that's all right. It's all right. Sunny this morning. Cloudy. Chance of rain later on. High of 63. Tonight, more clouds, more rain. Low of 45. Wednesday, we got a chance for some rain. High of 50. Thursday, partly cloudy. High of 53. Fall is here,
folly.
Man.
Very fall.
Very folly outside.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Didn't have the same ring to it yesterday without you. I did pump, and then I waited. I'm like, I pumped that septic. Hunter's not here. I got to do his part. Three more women have accused Cuba Gooding Jr. of sexual misconduct. Wow. Number is 5. It's a pattern, a source tells Page Six. Nothing that all of the alleged attacks happened in a restaurant and bars.
Question.
Noting that, yeah.
You like Cuba Gooding Jr.?
I do. I mean, he was fantastic in, Boys in the Hood? Boys in the Hood, amazing movie.
He did the OJ thing, right?
He was at OJ. He was great in that. Jerry friggin' Maguire.
You know, I could say he, a good actor. But he just, to me, comes across as like a pompous ass.
See, I don't see that. Because he was also, he did a lot of like kids movies and everything, like cheesy kid movies. And I don't know. It's just, it's hard to tell. I never thought Kevin Spacey was going to be,
you know? I never went fully into him either. You know, it's just, he's a great actor.
I loved Kevin Spacey's acting, but yeah, but the other thing too is you didn't hear, this is surprising because Cuba Gooding Jr. isn't one of those guys that has been like always in the tabloids and everything like that. Right. Now all of a sudden he's got 5 women saying sexual misconduct. Yeah. So we'll wait and see.
You know, it's just hard to be a celebrity. I mean, granted, you don't do that.
Yeah.
But damn.
Wonder if all the ladies were yelling, show me the money.
I'm wondering how many celebrities. Jeez, dude.
When they walked into court.
Come on, man.
Show me the money.
How many celebrities are shaking in their boots right now?
A lot of them are. You know why? Because that's the thing.
God, I kissed that girl on the cheek 2 years
they've
ago.
They've been living footloose and fancy free.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I could never become famous, because my past would just come in. I'm not saying I have all this sexual misconduct, but probably a lot of kids I haven't claimed.
Oh, God.
That son of a bitch hasn't paid child support in 18 years.
You think about it now, too, man. You can't do it. I mean, you shouldn't, but do anything. It's caught on camera.
Yeah.
There's cameras everywhere now.
Everywhere, man.
Everywhere.
Bathrooms.
Well, hey, we're not far off, Brock.
I just put the one up here in the bathroom here.
Hey, I don't think you're supposed to tell anybody about that.
Yeah, everyone knows.
You know what? I think you're going to have a meeting after work today.
Brock, stop putting cameras up in there. Can't help it.
I think it's going to go more the way of, Brock, you're fired.
No, there is a camera in there so I can watch people see if they wash their hands.
Oh, dude, honestly, we should.
You know?
Or who pees on the floor.
Yeah. See, you know, put a camera. Who cares? What, you want to watch me take a duke or fine?
Go ahead.
Fine. I go in there for one thing, but then I wash my hands and I clean up after myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all for cameras in the bathroom.
How about this? I just got the greatest idea.
What's that?
You go in the bathroom, you always close the door, obviously, right?
Yeah. Well, not always. But
damn. Door does not unlock until the sink goes up.
Ooh, I like that. You know what people would do? People are so...
Just unlock it?
That people are pieces of garbage that they would literally just turn it on, let the water run, waste water, and then turn it off so they can get out.
Yeah. You're right. But at least they got to think about it. Man, I am a piece of trash. You know?
That's a problem. It's the same thing with your Facebook, is that people just don't even care that they're pieces of trash anymore. According to a new study, it won't be long before robots will be able to recognize human emotion.
Oh, wow.
Robots will be able to recognize our aggressive behavior, our feelings, They'll know when they're feeling threatened. That's great. Oh, that's fantastic.
Isn't there a scene in Terminator 2 with this?
Yeah.
About him crying and...
Yeah. Yeah, they all know the emotions in Terminator, man.
Yeah. I think there's one part of John Connor I don't show up.
Come on,
him.
Baby!
No, instead he doesn't say that.
Do it.
I don't cry like you.
Do it. Come on, baby. Cry.
You watch the wrong Terminator.
I watched the Italian knockoff.
You're right. You watched the knockoff.
Come on, baby. Do it. I don't know if I like this. It's kind of weird. I don't think robots need to know our emotions. We need to keep the emotion. And robots don't need to have emotions either. But if they don't have emotions, then will they just kill unwillingly? Now, if they learn to have emotions.
I guess the question right now for me is, does Amazon deliver EMPs? Because I'm going to need an EMP because this is getting ridiculous. It's getting a little out of hand.
Bigger question. Will my robot know when I'm horny?
Yes. He knows emotion.
Because I will be horny all the time.
You know what else knows?
That my sex robot.
That chimpanzee that your buddy has. He knows when you're horny, too.
What
I'm
monkey?
Serious.
What monkey?
I'm just using that as an analogy. Monkeys know, just like robots. Your
monkeys
emotions.
Know when I'm horny?
Yep.
That's why they're all... That's why last time I was at the zoo, that one monkey was deep-throating that banana.
Oh, God! Dude! You know how I know this?
Look at me dead in the eye.
Dude. My mom's friend had a chimp. And any time a woman would come in the room that was on her time.
You can tell when it's on her period.
On her time.
Well, yeah, everybody.
The monkey would start doing things to himself.
Oh.
And it
keep
was
throwing bananas?
No, even worse. He was doing the deed. And it was, dude, it completely embarrassing because after a while, people knew.
Yeah.
You know, why he was doing that. Yeah. So, like, a girl would walk in randomly at a party.
Well, animals can. Sharks. Sharks, bears.
No?
Monkeys. Oh, yeah, they know. They can smell the menstruation.
The Morning Dub. Brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 100.